We are learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, the Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top, Tanu Rabbanan. Zok to Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the Pasuk, Moitzei Sfasecha Tishmar, and we darshin, and it says, V'sisa kasha nadarta l'Hashem akecha, nadov asha debarta b'ficha. That's the entire Pasuk. So we darshin like this, Moitzei Sfasecha zu mitzvah asay. That's the mitzvah asay, that whatever you say, every neder you make, you have to keep. You have to. You say you're going to bring a carbon and give hekdesh. You have to do that. Tishmar, zoom mitzvahs loisasa. We know that hishomer or pen and tishmar. It's a lashon of loisasa. That's a mitzvah loisasa. One is a positive commandment. One is a loisasa, which is a negative, which means you shouldn't do. And that both are included in this pasuk. First of all, mitzvah loisasa. Ve'asisa. That's azara lebezdin shiasucha. It's azara that bezdin should force a person to do. His neda, kasha nedarta, zaneda. That's referring to a neda, where someone says harei alai carbon, lashem elikecha. That's a remez to elu chatas v'ashamois oilus v'shlamim. Someone is going to bring a chatas or asham or oil and shlamim. He has to bring it. Nedava, the word nedava, k'mashmai. Because the pasuk says moitzis v'sechet tishmar v'sisa kasha nedarta lashem elikecha nedava asher debarta v'ficha. So lashem elikecha is chatas v'ashamois oilus v'shlamim. Nedava is a nedava, which means harei zu. We say a carbon is a rezu. K'mashmoy. Asher dibarta, elu kol shvedek gavayis. Asher dibarta, it's kol shvedek gavayis, which you do with your mouth. That's the whole mitzvah. You donate something to shvedek gavayis. Beficha, zu tzedakah. Beficha is referring to also to tzedakah. So that's included all these things. It's Rasha's beficha is an extra pasuk, zu tzedakah. So we darshan all these things from this pasuk. Amram, Omar. So the Gemara is a bright. Now, Akasha, Omar, Moitzvah, Sasecha, Zu Mitzvah, say, Lomali, what do you need to know Mitzvah, say? And Basa Shama, Vesim Shama, Nafka. Already have a say, that you have to bring a carbon. It says, you come to the Basim Mikdosh, you should bring the carbon with you. Tishmar, the second part of bright says, Tishmar, Zu Mitzvah, Loisasa. Lomali, why do you need Mitzvah, Loisasa? Meloisa Acher, Lashami, Nafka. You already have the Isser of Baal Ta'acher, the Lav of Baal Ta'acher, what do you need a new Lav? And thirdly, v'asisa azara lebezdin shiasuchu. We have azara, the bezdin should force the person to bring his net. Lomeli, we have a different pasuk already. It says Yakiv oisoi nafka. We learn from that pasuk. The time with the brisa. It says in the pasuk Yakiv oisoi. It says the pasuk here. Makom ashivchir Hashem akechem kol shvetechem lasu shemshmai sham leshichno isid shuvas hasham. And then it says in the pasuk there that Yakiv oisoi. It's a melam is a koyf noy soy yochav akarcha. Tam le lor soy noy. Now the pasuk, read the whole pasuk. It says, "Moyle kamarai mina baka zocha tam yakavenu." At Pesach oyel moed Yaakov oy soy lor soy noy lefnei Hashem. Says Yaakov oy soy lor soy noy lefnei Hashem. That's the pasuk. Yaakov oy soy lor soy noy lefnei Hashem. So he darshan like this. Yaakov oy soy melam is a koyf noy soy. You force him to bring the carbon. Yochav akarcha tam lor soy noy. He has to want to do it. Stira. Okay, it's that. You force him until he says Roitzani. But you see the from Yaakov Oisai that you force that you can force Bezdin can force the person to bring a carbon. So the kash is like this: we have all three things already. We have the asay. We don't need Moitz Pesach. You have Basim Shama. Number two, we have Lois Asay. So what do you need the pasuk of Tishmar if you have the Lois Acher? And why do you need the pasuk of Vasisa if you have Yaakov Oisai? So Gemara says, "Chad the Omav le'Afrish, the Chad the Afrish le'Akriv." One is for one set of lav asay and forcing is for someone who says he's going to give something and he wasn't even mafresh it. And the other one is if someone's mafresh it, but he's not makriv it. For example, he puts sets aside the carbon and he doesn't bring it. V'tzricha, and we need psukim of both types of nedarim. Both statuses of the neda v'tzricha. Diyashmin and Amar v'le'afresh. If you say you have these halachas of a lav and asay by Amar and he wasn't afresh, he's not mekayim what he said he's going to do. Aval afresh le'akir. But if his rebbe was mafresh, ema you'll say, what do you mean? Wherever it is, it belongs to the hektish already. Em kol hechad isa be'gazu derachmana isa. So he's yoytzes neda v'tzricha. We need the pasuk say no. You got to bring it to the Reis Mikdash. If we said that Afresh Le'akrev had these halachas, this asay and loisasa, then we would say the kamash legabe. Mice is being masha by himself, this hektish. Aval omal le'afresh, if he said that he's going to bring it, they didn't bring it, and it wasn't a mafreshit, aim with the bura, but like klum, it's nothing. All it is the bura, and that is no lav and no ase. Tricho, we need the lav and ase. So we're saying that the set of lav and ase are for different cases. One's for case of you have mafreshit already, which means you set it aside already for the hektish or for the carbon. The other case is that you just set a marine carbon, it wasn't even a mafreshit. That was even before hafrasha, even before I set it aside. Frankly, what? How can you say that? Both cases, both of these psukim include neder and adava. And we said, what is a neder? Harei lai. What's an adava? Harei zu. Harei zu is adava. This pasuk says clearly. It says adava, and the pasuk before says kseder neder. And we darshin just like it says neder over here, and says by parashas sab by shlomim im neder and adava. So, just like this, neder adava, here's also neder adava. So, both drushes have nedava in it. And the problem is like this. Mimatz amas da amav le'afrish, how can you say the case is, one of those two cases, or a case where you said it, you were mafrish, for nedava ksiva. It says in the pasuk nedava, by both cases, by both setup sukkim, v'tanan, and we looked at the Mishnah, what's a neder, what's a nedava? Ezu neder amar harei alai oila. That's someone who says, harei alai, I'm going to bring it on the gavra, on the person. He says, I'm going to bring oila. Ve'ezu he nedava. What's nedava? I'm a reizu oila. He says a reizu oila. He says on an animal. This is oila. So that's it's automatically a afresh. It's automatically a afrosha. It's automatically being set aside. There's no. It's not a mira alone. And the mister goes further. Ma'abe nedal nedava. Neda may say nignav chay v'achriyosu v'achriyosai. Someone who makes a neda. So if the animal dies, he's still chayv because it's on the gavra. He was mechayv himself to bring a carbon. Nedava, by Nedava, if the behemoth dies, he gets stolen, he's not chayv because he said Rezu. But like upon him, what do you see? You see that Nedava means he said Rezu. So Nedava is automatically Afrasha. So how can we say one of the cases are Omar, Veloy Afrish? Every Nedava inherently is a Afrasha already. My answer is Amar Rava, Mashkachas Law, going to Omar, Hare Elai Ola, Amanas, She'ini Chayv Vachri Usa. Says that the case over here was that it was an adava. That how was an adava? I didn't say rezu because the characteristic of adava is they not chayv b'achrayis because you say rezu. Here was a case. He said a rei alai, which means he made a chayv chiyav on the gavra. He said I'm not chayv b'achrusa. So he made an adava without a afrasha. Omar rei alai oila amanasha ini chayv b'achrusa. He said a rei alai oila, which means usually you chayv on the gavra, you chayv b'achrusa. So here he said. So he made an adava with the arei alai. He made an adava that's no hafrasha. That was the case. Are you going to ask me? Yeah, what's kasha?
Achrayis come in.
What?
If he wasn't mafreshin, what's achrayis?
No, arei alai is usually achrayis.
He has to always bring one.
Yeah, that's arei alai. Neder is chayv b'achrayis. The guy says arei alai. I am going to bring a carbon. That means always, even if the carbon disappears, I'm still going to bring a carbon. I have to bring a carbon. But here is that's why it's a neder. It's a neder. But here he said I'm not going to be chayv b'achrayis. So therefore, it's called an adava. Are you going to ask me, how can you do that? It's Masna Mashakosh Vatira. So the last words of the Amud on Taisa says, Lodomi Lemasna Amashakosh Vatira. It says it's not similar to Masna Mashakosh Vatira. It doesn't explain why. It doesn't explain why. He says it's not Masna Mashakosh Vatira. It doesn't say why. So if you look at Taisa's Harosh, the Taisa's Harosh adds on a few words to explain this. Also, not so clear, but he explains a little bit. He says, Lodomi, the Taisa's Harosh is like this, Lodomi Lemasna Mashakosh Vatira. The kivin the ikin adava shagid din mekach. Since there is something in the world called an adava, when you say a rezu, it's something called an adava. Mestama daskein hu noider she nidreken adava. Doesn't really answer it so good either. Say, how can you turn an adava into an adava? The ma'aser, an adava is not adava. I realize that adava.
Right. So
what's the kasha? The kasha is that neder usually means yachai v'achrayis. So how can you take a neder and switch it around? That's a master mashu kozera.
He wants to be like
Nadav. Because that's the problem. Let's say that's the problem. Master Masuk of Torah. He says something in the Torah. He says he wants to sell something. I'm Menashe in. No problem with the Oino. That's Masuk of Torah, right? You know, I'm saying I don't want to know. That is the classic example that I'm saying it against the Torah. So the Rav Torah is saying somehow it's an Nadav, but it needs a beer. Exactly why not? Like upon him, that's the case of Rav, and that's his answer in his kasha. It says in the Braisa, "Beficha zu tzedaka." That "beficha" refers to tzedaka. Amar Rava, "Mitzedaka mechayev alal altar." Rava says Pasha Pshat means that tzedakah is chayiv bal ta'acher immediately. My time, the kaim aniyim. Aniyim ayir. So it's more pshita, of course. My time, given the beyond of the kabanos. Ksiva, since it's written in the yonim of kabanos, may ad avi lo gimur regalim. Kabanos, when needs to be regalim like kabanos? Kmash lo, no. Hasam utlin rochon ma regalim. There, it's totally in regalim. You're gonna bring up, you come up on Yom Tov to for Eilus for Ria to go up the Beis Mikdash Eilu Regel. You'll bring the carbon. Avahacha loy dashrich aniim. Here's nothing to Eilu Regel. Here the aniim are available. Therefore, Yechayev l'alter. So Rav Apostle Shad is saying the Yechayev bal ta'achal alter. So the Tosfos in Avdalid that has a kasha on the there's a brayse in Avdalid that we saw that enumerates over 10 things that are Chayev bal ta'achar and all those things are Chayev three regalim. The brayse in the bottom of the Avdalimav says, Chayve hadomim va'erchin hacharomim va'kdeishos chatois shomos oilos shlomim tzedokos umaisros b'chor ma'as pesel ha'shubeya all chayve al ta'acher. And the brayse says there, three or two or one, all the mechoikosim. So see, it is totally in yontif. And here, Rava is saying, not like a brayse. Rava can't argue in a brayse. So if Frank Tosfos on daf, dalim out. So Tosfos teretz is, that makes a difference. If it's kaima aniyim, if you have a aniyim in front of you, it's la'alter. If there's no aniyim, and you set aside money for tzedakah, you have three regalim to look for aniyim. That's Tosfos Teretz. The case of three regalim is when you don't have aniyim in front of you. When you have aniyim in front of you, you pay for it. That's Tosfos Teretz. The Ran brings down from the Rajba that he doesn't like Tosfos Teretz, because then you're telling me that if you are up in the Beis HaMikdash, the first Yom Tov, why aren't you chayv right away about ta'achar? Because you're there already, and so the kahanim are there. What's the problem? He says, "V'neim v'dehecha the kaim v'gavi ha'mikdash v'kahanim shi'av l'alta about ta'achar." Maybe he means to ask this: if you live in Yerushalayim, maybe you chayv about ta'achar l'alta, and we don't find such a thing. So therefore, the Rashba argues. The Rashba says that Rava said that you chayv l'alta meant the asay. He did not mean the lois asay. He meant the asay. Lois asay about the sri regalim. He's going referring to the asay. That's what the Rajba wants to learn because of this kasha. He says, "L'chach pirish the chiyamiran tzedakah mechayev l'alta ba'aseihu the kamiran about the acha b'soyis regalim talim l'osa." The Ran himself says, "No, avada yechayev miyad by tzedakah say about the acha say the asei." I the brayza. The brayza is not fair. The brayza just means this whole list of things. The minimum is that it's chayev about acha with three regalim. Some of them chayev earlier. Just these 10 things all have Val Tacher. Some of them have less, some more. But by three regalim, everything has. That's how you read the Brayse. A lot of times they have Brayse like that. They're saying like this, that once you pass three regalim, all Oiv Val Tacher on all these things. So that's, there's no Lekach HaMenash, Yavar Lav Val Tacher, Kivin Shor Avashash Shor Regalim. So that's the three Mahalchim had to answer Rava to the Brayse before. So tomorrow, right? Tomorrow, Rava. Now going back to the regular kabbonis. Kabbonis said about the achar, you get three regalim, three yom term to pay back to pay it up. Rava says after one regal, you over ba asay already. The Rashi says that asay is a basim shama vavesim shama. Rashi's mashma that mitzvah secha tishmar that you don't have right away. It sounds like that goes together with about the achar because it's the same pasuk of the lab. The lab always is about the achar, but a basim shama you chayv asay right away. That's what Rava says. Meisvein, heid Rav Yeshua of Rav Pius. Rav Yeshua of Pius made avlad shlomim shikav shlomim. About halacha that if you have a shlomim that you mafresh for shlomim, and it was a mubaris, and or became a baris after hektish, and it had a child, that vlad is a shlomim automatically because it came from a shlomim. That was the heidus. And I'm Rav Pius. I can tell you a story. And he made shahoyis lano paro shazivchi shlomim. We had a para that was a shlomim, v'chalnu a Pesach, and we ate the shlomim on Pesach, and the vlad that was born on Pesach, v'chalnu vlad a shlomim v'chag, and we ate the vlad on Sukkos. So bishlom a Pesach, so akana b'raisa. Now we just finished saying that there's a say to bring it on the first yontif. So bishlom a Pesach la'akavua, we understand why you didn't bring the vlad, it was born on Pesach, you didn't bring it on the Pesach, why not? Eimo the mechusas man hava. It was a mechusas man. It didn't pass 8 days. So therefore, halach is you can't bring a carbon until it's at least alive for 8 days. So that much we understand why you didn't bring it on Pesach, because it's a mechusas man. Elav loda ba'tzara sechem ashulah ba'avir lo asay. Had to wait till Sukkos. You missed Shavuos. Why did you bring it on Shavuos? So what's going on here? L'chari, the Gemara, I'm just thinking, the Gemara could have said, the reason why the Vlad on Pesach is not a problem either, because it's not a whole Yom Tov either. It was born on Pesach, it sounds like it was born before Pesach. Macho, he says, Mio, Bishon Pesach wasn't 8 days old yet. But Shmuel should have brought it, everybody say. Amrav Zvid, Mishmei the Rava, Kigoin, Shahoyo, Choylo Ba'atzeres. The Vlad was sick on Shavuot. So he couldn't bring it. He couldn't bring his Pasul Akrava, and therefore, he was no assay to bring it. That's one teretz. Rav Ashi, a different teretz. My v'chal of v'lad v'shlom v'chag. You know what chag means? The k'toni? V'chag ha-shuos. Taka yedin v'chag ha-shuos. He didn't pass shuos. V'idach, but the other man the Yama holds that you don't call Shavuos chag. V'idach, kol hei k'toni Pesach, k'toni atzeres. Just Pesach, it's the next yontav called atzeres. Not chag. Chag usually refers to the yontav of Sukkos.